This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Live from Napa, the Prattcast. Wells Adams, Steph Pratt hanging out. We're in a ballroom right now, I suppose. I don't know. We've been drinking on a train.
Yes.
Because they don't remember. We've been on the Napa Valley wine train, and now we're at the River Terrace Inn.
I remember.
Wells, we were on a train.
You're a bit drunk.
I am not. I'm actually pretty
good. You told me you're a bit drunk on the train.
I know, but don't tell people because my mom listens to this show, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally sober, too.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a sober podcast.
Just watched the Hills promo video that's on your Instagram.
Yes.
Right
now. My God, that came out on Monday.
Feel the rain on your skin. I
don't even know the words.
That's how it sounds. It's exactly how it sounds.
We nailed it. We. God damn it, Wells.
You nailed it.
Fine. It's your
Who
show.
Who sings that song? Is that Natasha Bedingfield?
Yes. I was going to answer, but like,
yeah,
that was a bonus point.
That was amazing. All right. By the way, a lot of stock footage. Not proud of it. All right. I want to see new stuff. This is what I found out. What's going on? Okay. It made me feel a lot of things, a lot of emotions, a lot of things. I don't know what you're doing with your face right now. A lot of things in my stomach. A lot of things you're still doing with your face. Made me feel a lot of things. But then
what kind of things?
Emotions?
Happy, sad, like describe
sad,
it.
Happy, elated, excited, and most of all, June what date?
24!
Thank dear Jesus that this show is actually going to happen. All right?
Monday, June 24th.
Monday,
I'm
June
so
24th.
Sorry, guys. I'm drunk.
No, it's fine. June 24th.
It sounds really long when I say it this way, but we are 11 short weeks away from having the Hills new beginning.
I just want everyone to know that when we started this podcast, we thought it was going to come out in March. Okay?
No, you guys April. It's always April, Wells. No,
you guys have gone on a very long journey with us, and I appreciate it.
What our hope is that everyone listening just continues with us for 11 more weeks.
It's going to be great, guys.
And then we're really going to bring the fire. But if you could tell three friends to also tune in for the next 11 weeks.
Oh, forget that. I'm ready to spill all the beans.
Oh
wow.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Before you do
I've already filmed a whole series. I'm ready to dish.
Before you do that, what I found interesting about the video that you posted on your Instagram. Stop doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Because it's distracting.
I'm sorry.
What I found interesting about what you posted was in that video, that intro video for The Hills, New Beginnings, you know who's in the middle? You.
Oh, in the photo.
No, it's a video. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the video, it's everyone in the cast. And who's in the middle? You and Brody are the two people in the middle of the video. Which makes me interested because if I was a producer, I would put the two most important people in the middle of my intro video.
Well, God, that puts me in an awkward position, Wells.
How?
Because I like to be modest and humble, but yeah, for sure.
You saw it the way that I saw it, right?
Star of the show.
Yeah, okay, good, cool.
Nailed it. I bring the drama.
Perfect.
But here's the problem. Like, it was literally by default because
nothing happens by default in reality TV. I'm sorry.
This does because I've been on reality TV for 10 years.
Okay.
There was only 1 year that I was off reality TV.
Yeah.
So when I left Made in Chelsea to do The Hills, I am still in this frame of my whole life is on TV. Like, don't hide anything. Like, you know, you have to confront everything, blah, blah, blah. But
on camera,
everyone else who haven't been on TV for 8 years.
Yeah.
So they're coming on the show and they're like, you know, some of them have kids or they're married, but they're like, this is my comeback and I want my image to be a certain way. So the majority of everyone but me basically is holding back and, you know, they want to put the right information out that they feel comfortable with, which is like totally understandable. And it doesn't make for a reality show.
Yeah, Steph, this is the worst way to explain what I brought up.
Uh-oh.
Which is, you're in the middle of a photo shoot.
Let's erase all that. Okay, go on.
Yeah, what you said had nothing to do with the fact that producers were like, okay, we need Steph and Brody in the middle of this photo shoot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I brought it. Brody brought it.
So yeah, let me ask you that. Does Brody bring it?
Brody doesn't bring it. He denies and lies about everything that's going on in his life.
So he does bring it, but his, indirectly.
But yes.
Yeah.
Brody's story is going to be like the main story on the hills. Is I think people will be shocked at how he lives his life.
Really?
However.
Okay.
That was a promise to producers, and he took a while to sign his contract, and I assume this was why, because he
that was in the press.
He was saying that he wanted to, you know, share all this, blah, blah, so he waited for the whatever fee that he got. And by the way, I'm getting paid the least, everyone. I just want you to know.
How do you know that? How would you know
how
that?
How do you know that?
Duh, I asked everyone.
Oh, okay. But do you think they would
tell
you the truth?
And everyone loved telling me how much more they make than me. And I was like,
do you want to throw out a number?
No.
No?
Okay. But like, let's just say I'm getting a fourth of what people are getting.
Wow.
Because I was supporting cast on the original one.
But here's what's messed up. You know who's in the middle of that intro video?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to try and like?
Renegotiate.
Oh my God. Season two, I'm asking for a palace.
So I can't imagine that Heidi and Spencer don't bring it.
They don't. Heidi is at home with Gunnar and protecting her image. Spencer is out there being as nice as he can look with like his crystals and good energy.
Yeah. So I feel I sense a little animosity towards your brother and Heidi right now.
Yes, we are not on good terms. We are not on speaking terms. I do not consider them my family.
This is so weird because when we started the show, you were like, we're doing good. The first episode was with Spence.
We were great. We were absolutely great. And you wonder what happened?
What happened, dude?
Heidi.
Really?
Heidi. We had our photo shoots for press and for the opening titles.
Yeah.
We had 3 days of it that went to like 3 a.m. There were long shoots. And Heidi had a bottle of champagne that she gave all the girls except for me.
Why not you?
Don't know. And I asked Spencer. I was like, we're literally in the middle of a photo shoot, all standing in a living room, like taking photos.
Yeah.
And she's like, Adriana, do you want a refill? Whitney, come get a refill. And I'm like, can I? I'm family. Like, why can't I have a glass?
Yeah.
And she just would blink me. And then as it went on, my brother looked over and like gave me like thumbs up, like, are you okay? Because we were in such a good place. He wanted to like check on me because it had been like a 12-hour day already.
That's nice.
And I looked at him and I was like, no. I was like, why aren't you letting me have champagne? And he goes out loud. He's like, this is Heidi's deal. This is Heidi's deal. And she's hugging Spencer. So she's literally like 10 inches in front of me, but her back is to me. And my brother is looking at me saying, this is Heidi's alcohol. She got it from Postmates. She does not turn around.
Can we insert a Postmates ad right here?
We were like in a house in the hills, like, and the hills was like very hills.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is she worried about your drinking?
I'm not an alcoholic.
So what is your take on this then?
She's a
okay.
So Whitney, sweet Whitney, like is mouthing to me, this is weird. Is this normal? Because she keeps inviting everyone for refills. And I'm saying to my brother, I'm family. Why can't I have a drink?
Can I ask the question I think a lot of people are probably asking right now? Why didn't you confront Heidi and say, why am I not involved in the alcohol?
Because of my parents.
Okay.
And you know what? And that is the last time I'm putting my parents as the priority
I guess in front
of this relationship.
Okay, I respect that answer, but I don't understand it fully. What does that mean? Like, because your parents and your brother have been in through so much that you were just like, I just don't care? What does that mean?
Okay, so ever since my brother and Heidi started dating, they were on the hills, I don't know. Hopefully some of you guys are Hills watchers.
Of course,
viewers.
Yeah.
They went AWOL and they were fired from the show.
Yeah.
And they moved to Costa Rica.
As you do.
Right. And they got arrested for illegal weapons.
Yeah.
So when that happened, my dad got them a private jet, flew them into Santa Barbara, moved them to our beach house. And again, like, I had a memoir that I wrote. It was a Sunday Times bestseller. It's called Made in Reality.
Wait.
But anyways.
Where is this book and can I have
it? The book's actually very juicy.
Yeah. Where is it?
I'll order it for you right now.
Okay, cool.
Amazon. Sunday Times bestseller.
Okay.
But I wasn't allowed to say any of this because at this point, I was working for my parents. Yeah, and what that means is I was trying to keep the peace.
Yeah.
But here's what really happened. They had illegal weapons. They got arrested in Costa Rica. They called my father after 3 years of not speaking to any of us. Mm-hmm. We had all of our locks changed. It was not a good situation. And so my dad hears from him. He's arrested in Costa Rica, gets him a private jet, flies him to Santa Barbara, and moves them into our beach house temporarily. They lived there for 7 years.
Yeah.
Not only did they live there, but Heidi had the gall to redo my mom's walk-in closet. My sister called me.
Wait.
No one knows the real Heidi.
No, I love, this is an amazing story. Did your mom want a new walk-in closet?
No. So here's the thing.
So she just went in there with a
before the new
hammer.
Hills, the beginnings.
Yeah.
My mom and my brother and I all sat down and we said, we will not let this ruin our family again.
Yeah. How long did that last?
Last week.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not really? Protecting them anymore.
Not protecting who?
My brother and Heidi.
Okay. So
here's the thing.
Okay.
I need, okay. Everyone should actually have this in mind. You have to put on your oxygen mask before you put on someone else's. And that Fair. Is the like number one of self-care.
Yep.
So that's what I'm doing right now. If my mom can't handle this, that's her issue. And I cannot help her. I'm 33.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing to make it easier for her is I'm not discussing anything I do with work to her. It's completely off limits, off boundaries. I'm not doing it anymore. But I'm also not going to pretend that Spencer and Heidi are good people.
Okay.
Like I was doing for most of the series for my parents. But with the behavior that I've seen, not the behavior that I've seen, they have done to me recently, I'm done. This is why I moved to London. I'm done. I cannot live near them. They are the most toxic people I've ever met. They are Bonnie and Clyde till they die. So if they say the sky is black, all of us are morons for saying it's blue.
Okay.
And I'm done. I'm done. I'm confident and secure enough in myself to not pussyfoot around them. Like, I'm done. I'm going to expose them for who they are.
Just to take the contrarian side here, I would imagine that a lot of people are saying, well, and a couple episodes ago, you were saying how great your brother was. And how great Heidi was. And how great everything was in your family.
Oh, no, no. I always what say how great my brother is. I've never said how great Heidi is.
Valid. What happened?
My brother met Heidi.
Okay. Well, I don't have much to say after that.
If you ever have a son, Wells.
Yeah.
I pray that he does not meet a Heidi Montag.
Wow.
Because what Heidi Montag does is she has played my family for money. When my mom said, what do you want from Costco, toilet paper, paper towels?
Yeah.
She said a treadmill. She slept in my parents' room in the beach house that they built, had Closets by Design come and redo my mother's walk-in, took out the bathtub in the bathroom and installed another closet. With my family knowing? No. On my dad's credit card? Yes. I've never known anyone to be so entitled and have so much gall. And you know what? Like, this feels so therapeutic right now because I'm so f-ing tired of protecting her.
Are you worried about what's going to happen?
No.
Really?
No.
No.
I'm done with them. I am so done with them.
But what about your parents?
I don't care.
No, here's my real question. I'm very interested in this. And I find it very interesting that women find it very easy to attack other women. And I wonder if, like, you're going super hard in the paint after Heidi. Is there any...
This is 12 years coming, Wells.
I know,
do you
want to
know
there,
what she
there,
said when she
Is there
first...
any blame to your brother?
No.
No? I mean, I understand
My
you wanted to protect your family.
My brother is in love with her. And I'm not, like, dumb. Like, I understand that when you get married, your wife becomes the most important thing before family, before siblings, everything. And I love that. I hope my future husband puts me before his family.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But when we first met Heidi, when they first started dating, she said to my mom and sister and I, she said, what do I need to do to get attention from Spencer? Drown Chance. And that was our golden retriever dog that my brother were like was best friends with.
Is that dog okay right now?
So he died 4 years ago.
Okay.
But
like by
Heidi.
Natural causes or what happened?
Drowned.
Did he? Oh
no,
my God.
No. Natural causes.
Okay.
But my mom and my sister and I all gave each other a look like, we will discuss this later.
I want to know though, because this is about to go live.
Yeah. I don't care.
Are you going to regret it?
Yeah. Absolutely not. I'm so done protecting them.
But what about...
This is why I moved to London, Amy.
I understand. Many people have difficult times with their sister-in-laws. I'm not going to pretend they don't.
Well, here's the thing. If I was a sister-in-law...
But are you worried about your mom and dad?
Don't care.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, if I was a sister-in-law... Well, sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
If I was a sister-in-law and my husband wasn't getting along with anyone in his family, it would be my goal to make sure I got them back together, because family is everything. There wouldn't be a month that would go by where I wouldn't reach out to his sister or his brother or whoever he was feuding with and be like, this is ridiculous. We're family at the end of all of this. Like, that's all we have. She has never tried to do that. She's the one that eggs on the fights.
If you're listening to this podcast, what people are hearing is there was a photo shoot and Steph didn't get champagne. And that's
why
she's upset.
That sounds really silly.
No,
Wells.
I love you. And
no, it
and
was
I know
everyone except for me and
amazing.
I was standing next to her.
Totally.
To me, it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Totally. Understand. I understand that. But we need context or you're going to look like the villain in this situation. So I need context for what the F happened. Give me one other thing that made this thing not work. Does that make sense?
It is. I have literally protected her for 10 years. I don't even think we have the time for me to tell you everything.
But
that
we have
she's
11
done.
Episodes, so totally. We'll be good on that.
June Great. 15th? Is that
Heidi
what it
part
is?
One. June 24th. Heidi part 24th. Two. Heidi part three. Yeah.
But so.
Okay, if it weren't for Heidi, I would have an epic relationship with my brother. So would my parents. But Heidi does not want my brother to be connected to my mom, dad, or me.
Why not? Why do you think that is?
She needs all of his attention.
What about your other sister, who I'm not going to say her name because I'm friendly with your other sister and she's very private.
Yeah.
How is her relationship? And what about all the cousins? Because that's an important relationship. She's got kids and they have
Gunner. Do you think Heidi lets people see Gunner? Do you think my mom gets to see Gunner? My parents bought them a house 5 minutes away from their house. Do you think my mom's ever invited to go up there and see Gunner? No.
Wait, after the jet from Costa Rica, no kid time? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they were in Santa Barbara for 7 years after the jet.
Okay.
And then they had the baby's like 1.5 or something.
Still, I feel like that gets you some.
No,
time.
My mom is always crying to me. Always crying to me. And she's always saying to me, which makes me feel awful, Liz.
Yeah.
It's so different when it's not your daughter.
What does the fallout look like?
And that makes me feel like, well, like I need to have kids, like, but I don't. I'm not ready. It's so stressful.
There is another issue that we could dig into many episodes from now, where the mother of the son does have a bit of a harder time with the grandchildren than
you
the
would just think
mother of the daughter.
If someone had been supporting you financially for 10 years, put you up in their $20 million beach house, and then a $4 million house in the Palisades when you were pregnant, you would say, come up, come see the baby.
Of course. Or also,
never.
We're going out
never.
On a date night. Can you guys do a little babysitting?
But I think we'd also say that if we lived in an apartment in Pacoima. You know what I mean?
But what I'm saying is that she doesn't want anyone to have any connection to Spencer or to Gunnar.
Okay, so I realize that she's trying to monopolize everyone's time. Here's another question. What is the fallout going to be like when people hear this?
Horrible.
Is it?
Horrible.
I guess more importantly, I don't really care about everybody else. I do love all of the audience members, but I really care about what your mom thinks of this and what Heidi will say to this. So what do you think, answer it in that question, in that way. What do you think your mom's going to say when she hears all this? And then what do you think Heidi will say?
As of Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Heidi was horrific to me and all the girls at filming. Spencer as well. That's
well,
a no-brainer. Well,
if we had all the girls in here right now, would they all be like, yeah, she's kind of being honest about it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
I had to call them all the next day and apologize on behalf of my family.
So you doing pretty well getting along with Audrina and Whitney
all of them.
And
okay.
Misha.
I had to call all of them the next day to do damage control because they were so horrible.
Got it.
They hadn't seen that side of Heidi. And I was like, well, that's what I've been living with for 10 years. That's why I moved to London, people.
Now, will we see... I guess you
can't
really
you
answer
will.
This.
So that Tuesday night, the next morning I woke up, and if it was like when I first landed in LA in October, I would have been devastated, crying, like a complete mess, which I was for the beginning of filming the series, October, November, December. But now it's gone on so long, and I'd be fine to protect them forever. But the last couple months is just a reminder with like what she's been doing of how awful this person is. Let me remind you that she was in high school watching Laguna Beach. And she said, I'm going to be a famous pop star. I'm going to move to San Francisco, go to FITM, find Lauren Conrad, and become famous. She did.
What do you think?
She's been calculating since she was, what, 15? Did she ever like Lauren Conrad? No, she made up a rumor that she had a sex tape.
What do you think that Heidi would say if she was sitting in that chair right now? Hearing all this.
Oh, she'd be denying it, duh.
Yeah, but what would she say?
Well, she'd ask my brother to talk for her. She likes my brother to do
what
the dirty
work. What would
your
brother say for Heidi for what you had to say?
My brother would be like, get out of here, Stephanie. Like, you're not part of our family, blah, blah. But you know what? I'm taking myself out of my family. And my mom said to me, because I never told her about what happened on Tuesday night. I was just like, you know what? For this, for my life, to continue being balanced. And I struggle with depression and anxiety, and I have bipolar depression. For me to be okay and do this, not only to obviously stay on my medication, but I cannot have everyone's back. I cannot worry about everyone else. I need to worry about myself. I need to put my oxygen mask on first. And I told my mom, I said, I'm not going to tell you about work anymore. When I'm in London, I never tell you about work. So we're going to communicate as if I'm in London still.
Mm-hmm.
How she wants to take the information, that's on her. I do not control her. I only can control my perception and my attitude.
Yeah. I do feel for your mom. She's in quite a predicament because she has two children on the same show that is about relationships and family and life, and of course it's going to explode.
But again, it was going great until Heidi.
I just want your mom to hang out with her grandkid. That's all I care about. And the fact that you're saying, so I don't know if this is true or not, but if she's not hanging out with her grandkid, then that's a problem.
No, it's heartbreaking.
So I'm going to play the tough role.
Yeah, no,
here.
It's really sad. What? And that's the only thing I'm really upset about. Yeah. Is like the next day when I was talking to the producers, I was just like, they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, like they're dead to me. I'm done. Like I'm going back to London. It's all good.
Yeah.
But like, I'm going to really miss Gunnar. Yeah.
So let's dig into it. I know this is going to be hard. Typically what I've learned in my 45 years is that we do play some role in conflict, even if we're certain the other person is to blame or the other person is wrong. So for a minute with Wells, can you dig into, is there any element that you can take responsibility for?
Yes, that I also use my parents' money and Heidi wants it all to herself.
Is there enough money there? Like I always-
Wells is like, can I? Can I have some?
Duh, Wells, but I also your family.
Here's what I think is funny about that. Because I know, I think I know what, if you live in, live in the hills, there's a certain amount of money that you want. Is that in the will? Is that even a realistic possibility?
No, my brother was cut out of the will because of how horrific he is as a human.
But do you understand what I'm asking here? Is she wants something that might not exist. She might want $17 million,
and now
and it might not be there. Is it a ridiculous thing that she wants?
No, she's getting everything.
What about
my parents are very well off?
What about you and Spencer making it for yourselves? No, do we not need to dig into that?
No, it doesn't matter.
It's like, I adore your
Heidi
parents,
is always but... Heidi is always number one to Spencer. So you know what? Spencer's dead to me.
But let's say
that's the only way I can handle it.
Here's what people are going to say to what you just said. People are going to say, "Well, you're taking the easy way out because you're going on reality TV and you are a half-baked reality TV star or whatever, and you're using that way to get fame and get money, and that's faking it anyways."
I get that, but my thing is, fine, if they want to go on TV and you want to go on TV and become, quote, successful and, you know, have whatever product you want on your Instagram or start whatever businesses you want and make money yourselves, I think that might help everybody rather than being so dependent on their parents.
Okay, I'm not dependent on my parents. I moved to London and I've been on a TV show. Yes. I have a jewelry line. I have a clothing line. I had a nutrition company that I had to close in 2017 because I was so busy. All I do is hustle. I do not want anything from my parents. Like, I'm doing this all to make them proud of me.
Yeah.
Like, I want to give everything back. I'm so grateful that they have helped me. And
that's great.
I'm not denying in any way that they don't give me money and they haven't helped me buy my place in LA. They have. But...
No, and I'm sure they're happy that they're able to do that. It gives a parent a lot of fulfillment to be able to help their children, I'm
totally,
sure.
Totally.
But I do think for your own self-esteem, you...
For my self-esteem.
What do you think your brother thinks about this? There's no way that your brother doesn't see what's happening. If what you're saying is true...
I have no idea.
If what you're saying is true, there's no way that he doesn't perceive what's happening as... Well, she's just trying to get that money that he doesn't see. Because if it was me, it would be very emasculating, right? Like, I'm not doing enough for my girl.
You're dealing with someone that calls the paparazzi on himself every day.
But at least I'm fine with that because he's doing that. He's been crafty and smart businessman.
I actually think he's smart about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
See, that makes me embarrassed for him.
Totally, but if what he's trying to do is be in the public eye and constantly being noticed and being in Us Magazine
but
and
noticed
People Magazine.
But noticed for what? For being a huge douchebag?
But
like,
it doesn't really matter. As long as you're getting the exposure and the numbers are going up and his exposure is being...
Because you think all press is good press is what you're saying.
100%.
And if they're
going to
take his picture anyway, at least getting a couple bucks for it.
Totally. So what I'm trying to say is that, like, what you're saying is interesting if it's true, what do you think he thinks about it? And I understand what you're saying is like a guy that calls a paparazzi on himself doesn't care either way. But I would imagine that your brother doesn't like the idea of taking your parents' money. He much rather would take the paparazzi's mm-hmm. money. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, but he made millions upon millions and spent it all on crystals and on Heidi's pop music career. They never bought a place. They never invested. They never
do you think he'll do it?
Stocks.
Will you both do it better this time?
I always give my money to my dad and I say invest it. I don't want to see it. That's why I own a place in LA. And that's why I can afford to have an apartment in London. My brother is
I've been doing radio since I was 16 years old. This is the hardest show I've ever had.
I know,
to
it
do.
Stumps me every time.
You guys say that
no,
always.
I'm being so serious.
I think it's also because it's so real and like this is, they have this show, but then they also have this relationship and your sweet, sweet parents are involved.
Well, actually, like, I was in a fight with my mom when I landed here today.
Tell us.
Because I was going back to London next week. And I changed my plans and I was like, I'm actually going to rent that house in Hawaii and go back to Hawaii. And she said, oh, I'm scared to tell your father about this. And I was like, I'll tell him. And she was like, well, how much was your ticket? And I was like, I bought my own ticket. I'm paying for the rental. And I was like, what's your deal? And she was just like, you know, Stephanie, it's just like so hard. And I was like, you're not bankrolling me. Do not make me feel guilty for going on a holiday. So I will go out of town. And I said, and I have no problem, Mom, cutting you out. If you want to continue to make me feel guilty and shameful for when I do something with my own money, I don't need you.
This is complicated.
And she said, great. If you cut out me, then you've cut out the whole family.
Yeah. And here's.
But at times they have supported you. So I think it's very confusing.
Look, I would love to be on good terms with my mom. Love to.
Your family has a thing mm-hmm. where you guys like to use each other's relationship as leverage.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't
connect with money.
Need to stop
but Amy
doing
and
that.
Wells, I want you to know that I have stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I didn't tell my mom or dad about filming on Tuesday. I don't tell them when I have photo shoots. I don't tell them when I'm filming. I keep it completely secretive. And if Spencer wants to tell them what's going on, then that's fine. But before this, it'd be like me saying one thing and Spencer saying one thing. And my mom just like this poor thing, just like coming unglued. So now I just don't say anything about filming or anything. And she's in charge of herself. I'm in charge of myself. And you know what? I do not have a brother. And I never had a sister-in-law.
I get stumped, Wells, because it's so complex. It's like normally somebody's like, hey, my boyfriend's mean to me. Okay, break up with him. You know, it's very cut and dry. This is so complicated. And there's so much involvement with each other, tied with their business. The family is tied. There is money she's getting. Spencer's getting support. There's all these tentacles to it.
Yeah, let's make a family tree of problems.
But here's the thing, Amy. That's why I live in London.
Who's the top of the family tree of problems? Heidi? A pyramid, if you will.
Yeah.
Who's the top of the pyramid? Heidi's the problem at the top.
Absolutely. Everything went south when he started dating that gold digger.
Okay. So then you have Heidi, and then your brother is also an issue?
He's fine until he met Heidi.
Okay. Who else is
my brother used to hang out with my mom and dad and I nonstop. Heidi used to tell him, it's not normal for a grown man to invite their mother to lunch all the time. Why do you have a relationship with them? You're married to me.
Yeah.
My mom called me crying years ago when my brother told her that. Heidi does not want Spencer to have a relationship with anyone but her. And you know what? That's fine. I don't want a relationship with Spencer anymore. Gunnar, yes, I will miss the fact that I'm going to miss out on the cutest little boy's early years. But like, it's not worth it.
Do you think you and Heidi could have a heart-to-heart and dig into this and work it out?
No, because Heidi's a fake person. She says that she lives by Jesus and she's always praying for everyone. But at the same time, she's playing my parents for money, playing me against my brother, and also spending all of our money.
Well, to me, and Wells, you jump in.
Yeah.
Is it me or is money just keep coming up? There's some sort of a money issue.
Yeah, because Heidi didn't have any.
How do you resolve any of this?
I don't. I go back to London.
It doesn't fix itself.
I don't give a f- anymore.
You don't.
I when I first got here in October, I did, and I really thought I had a chance.
I thought so too, because there were moments when you were like, "We're really good."
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
I was the happiest
Spencer
ever been.
Spencer came on. People should go back and listen to episode one. Like,
yeah.
Spencer and Heidi were getting along. I mean, sorry, Spencer and Steph were getting along amazing, and I felt good about the three of them.
I also don't think that Spencer and you are not getting along anymore. I feel like...
You know what? At this photo shoot, there was a producer on set that kept on saying, wow, Heidi always scowls at you. She doesn't like you, does she? And I was like,
what?
That's
a producer, though.
No, it was a stylist production. Like, okay. It was a photo shoot.
It wasn't someone trying to get in your skin for no real reason.
Right, because okay. I'm like, what and can then, Wells do to fix this?
No, and then my makeup artist also was like, she's been a complete bitch to me all day.
The makeup
artist?
She
does not like me. Heidi.
Oh, to you.
And it's because she's seen Spencer and I get on so well for 2 months. And every time I make him laugh, it must be a dagger in her heart.
Can I ask the question I think a lot of people are asking? Mm-hmm. Is this something that's a directive of MTV?
Like, no.
Is this a great storyline for you guys?
No.
This is just
no,
real.
This is me actually exiting my family.
No, and I hate to make you... emotional. That's not what I'm trying to do.
I know.
I just want. It's better me do it now than it happen in Twitter, right? Like have someone say something mean. So like, that's the question that I think a lot of people are going to be asking: is this not a real thing? And it's okay. You're crying, so it's very real.
I've given them. I've tried to be nice to her for 10 years, because I love my brother, and we used to be. Like, best. I can't even.
Mm-hmm.
When the Hills first started shooting, it got off to a rocky point because I only was home for Christmas.
And that was
all I saw them, the new Hills. Okay. And then a few weeks into filming, we started communicating more, just the two of us, and talking more and... I mean, Wells, it was like I was back in high school with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah.
And I was playing with Gunnar all the time.
What happened?
But that's it.
What happened?
This is it.
You just can't hold it in.
It never changes. They flipped the switch on me. And I have no idea. And Brody said the same thing to me when we were at this photo shoot and I was crying. And Brody goes, and Brody and I don't get along.
Yeah.
Brody goes, you know what, Steph? Like, this is my problem with your brother. Like, I don't know when he's mad. I don't know when we're in a fight. I don't know when we're good.
All right, so this is the real question then. Are they doing what they think is best for TV?
No, because they promised my parents that they would not be outrageous.
That doesn't really mean anything to me. It sounds like a lot of, it would be really great if I'm angry at Steph this week. It would be really great if Gunnar doesn't hang out with Steph this week.
Wells, I'm telling you, what we shot on Tuesday was right after the photo shoot with Heidi.
It doesn't make any sense though, Steph. Like,
bullying me.
But you like,
none of it makes sense.
See it through the prism of my eyes.
You have to understand, Whitney, Brody, Jason Waller, Brandon Lee, we're all in a green room and they're all saying, Steph, is this normal? I have my mom on speaker.
Okay.
And we're talking about Heidi, like everything that we've known about her for 10 years. And everyone's just in awe and in shock.
I know, but like...
I like where Wells is coming from because here's the thing.
Okay.
There's a cast of 10 people. And you don't get on a magazine cover
yeah.
if you're the nice one. or the corner shy guy in the corner.
Yeah.
So is there a chance your brother is incredibly smart? Is there a chance that this is all crafted so that he is on the cover of Us magazine instead of Audrina? Or I don't know. I'm just playing.
No, from what happened to
him
before.
That's the way that I see it.
Yeah.
I understand that, and that makes perfect sense. But from the past, what happened, I mean, he was on CNN's most hated list, like above Bin Laden, below Saddam Hussein. I mean, like, he was so hated. He had death threats. That's why he has so many like weapons now and whatever.
Yeah, but he loves that.
He doesn't.
I think
he got
does.
Really fat.
But I do think that he's a smart enough guy to be in like any publicity is good publicity. I think he's that guy.
At the beginning it was, okay. And then it took such a toll on him that he was eating at the beach house and just like, he was in a very sad, dark place.
I get that, Wells. I don't know if we talk to a villain from The Bachelor, it's like they think it's cool and then it becomes,
look, he was
yikes.
Getting 100,
cool
he was getting $100,000, Wells, he was getting $100,000 an episode and yeah. We'd have 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Heidi also got $100,000.
That's great money.
If someone told me I'd be the villain for $100,000, I would take it.
Totally.
He took it, but the effects of it after the show ended were so detrimental to his mental health. I mean, like, it was heartbreaking. We saw him paranoid, so scared to even open his door for a pizza delivery. I mean, he had SEAL team, like, okay, ex-members being bodyguards.
All well and good. You do not think that that's what's happening again? That's what's crazy to me. Because this whole story that you're telling me,
he would
albeit
not put
very
himself
interesting,
that again.
It makes zero sense to me.
Wells,
that they came drunk to filming, and that is the real
So
bad.
That's what you're chalking it up to?
Is there
alcohol?
Anyone, because I'm just trying to be the voice of the listener right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Am I being like super combative? I'm just
no,
being concerned.
No, you're being great. Okay. My question is, are you in your mind doing what is in my mind right now, which is, this is bat bleep crazy. What's happening?
Yes. Yeah, so as
I'm completely like, well, what's happening? And I'm insisting there is some connection to money. It keeps coming
Amy,
up.
Amy, this is how
money,
I always
money, money.
Feel.
100%. That's exactly
I
what I'm
I see them one day and we're cool. I see them another day and we're in a fight. And that's what Brody was saying as well. I don't know what goes through their head, but they are a team. And one day you're in, one day you're out.
Let's try this exercise one more time.
Okay.
Okay, at first, everybody take a breath. I want to know from anyone in the room, we've got some other people in the room here, could we, because I believe you and I want to support you and I believe you, is there any culpability that you will be willing to again acknowledge other than everybody mooches off your parents, which I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, do you guys need anything? My parents can hook you up.
I love your parents. These are the nicest people.
I need a beer.
And they're very private also, which I feel bad because your parents are so private too, and they get dragged into this. But let's dig into Stephanie for a minute. Is there anything that we could analyze for your part in it?
My part in this?
No.
I don't have a part in this. I moved to London to get away from them.
Great. I'm a big empathy guy. Walk a mile in your shoes, that type of person. It's an interesting concept. What do you think Heidi or Spencer would say you are feeling right now in this moment? Mm. If let's say Tori is Spencer or Heidi, and I said to Tori, our assistant Tori here. She's beautiful and wonderful, and I love her so much. And I said, you're Spencer, okay? And I said, what do you think that Steph is feeling in this moment right now? What do you think that Spencer would respond to with that question?
And Steph, you answer. Try to put yourself in Spencer's shoes after hearing all of this. Because
she's crazy. She's bipolar. She needs to go back to London.
Okay. Let's keep going with this. I like where we're going with this.
Okay.
Same anger. He's angry.
He's defending.
He's defensive.
He's defensive. What would so same thing. Tori is Heidi now. Heidi, what do you think that Steph is feeling right now? Now you answer that question.
She's ruining your whole family, Spencer. Like, they just need to cut her out so we can have all their money.
You think she'd say that?
Duh.
I don't think she would say that.
I don't. Yes, she would.
She would?
You guys, I've been dealing with this for 12 years.
What would your mom say?
Yeah, my father heard that, he'd be like, well, you're not getting nothing now.
My mom would have a problem with it. And then my dad, because he doesn't want to lose my brother again, will say, Janet, you're the problem. I'm going to divorce you and I'm going to give Spencer whatever he wants. Because I'm not losing my only son.
Everyone is manipulating everybody in this family.
It's the amount of therapy.
Jeez Louise.
Why do you think I moved to London, everyone? For f***ing sake, I'm the only normal one.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because I want Wells to talk about how wonderful Thrive Market is.
Yeah.
Thrive Market is like...
Oh my God, no.
Delicious.
Their bone broth is the best.
Their beef bone broth.
I was
Thrive
so sick.
Market. It's delicious and
basically
it goes in my mouth.
Save 25% off what you would pay at other stores.
Get a bunch of percentage off when you pay.
Oh my God.
ThriveMarket.com.
I got a really good skin mask, by the way.
I love it. Yeah. Wells, what was your favorites? You gave me a list of your five favorites.
Oh,
I
love the chicken box.
No, I did all
paleo.
Because
I had the salmon box.
I did all paleo stuff.
I saw that.
Let me tell you do you want the truth?
I do.
Dude, so if you go, I did like ancestry.com or whatever, 21 and me.
Mm-hmm. And 23 and me.
23, whatever, 21, 20 and me, whatever. You know what I'm talking about? And so you do that and it's like, oh, you're 7% Jewish. And I was right. Like, oh, I know, I'm 7% funny. So I got those numbers that helped me none. But then there was this other website that I went to where you can put in that raw data and then it tells you what your problem is.
I love it.
And it'll be like, dude, you are probably going to have, you have celiac disease.
Oh, they think you should go gluten-free.
Yeah, and so I've been thinking that I have a problem with gluten, with my butt, and...
Eat a lot of bread with garlic. It always makes me nervous on your cooking Wells when you rub that garlic on it.
I do it.
So much garlic.
And so I did that, and guess what? Got it. So that's why on Thrive Market, all paleo, nothing but... protein, no bread. I love that place.
I believe if you go to thrivemarket.com/prattcast, Easton, is it Prattcast? You can see Wells' favorites. And if it's not up yet, it will be up soon. And you can just order all of Wells' favorites. So thrivemarket.com/prattcast.
Dude, I did pork.
I saw that.
I did chicken cutlets. Oh, God.
I'm excited about that. You know, I think their gluten-free crackers are some of the most delicious.
Really?
Are they called Molly's? The Molly's gluten-free crackers are better than gluten-filled crackers.
Okay. Yeah?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. I can't have regular crackers because I'm so into the Molly's.
Here's the thing. I feel wounded listening to your story. Like, it makes me feel bad. And there's nothing I can say to make it right. There's nothing that can be done to make it right.
It's okay. Honestly, I have a therapist. I made the right decision for myself, which is removing myself from my family.
Is this what your therapist says? Like, hey, it'd be better if you just kind of like step away for a second. Like, what is the thought process on all this?
My therapist would like them to come in to see them, but that's never going to happen.
Yeah,
so,
but that's okay. I get that.
So I just take her advice and I know me. I can't live in the same... little villages them.
Yeah.
You know, and I was doing so well in London, and it wasn't until I came back for this Hills reshoot that everything fell apart. It's impossible to do the show with keeping my parents happy. So
yeah,
I just need to take care of myself, and I urge listeners to make sure that, you know, that phrase, put your oxygen mask on first before
I like that analogy. I think it's great.
It is really true, because I remember my therapist being like, what would you do with Matt? Max is my dog.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I put on Max's first, of course.
Yeah.
And you need to do yours before you can help anyone else. And I told my mom, I was like, if you can't deal with what I'm saying, my needs are, and these are not only just random needs. They're my emotional needs, physical needs, and I mean, it's like down to my mental health. If you can't understand that, then we're not going to have a relationship, because I'm trying to survive.
Yeah. Not all is bad in your world, though, right now. I would say that. I've hung out with you today. We had a nice young gentleman that came along our little wine trip through Napa.
Okay, let me have a sip of my champagne so I get happier.
Yep. Drink.
Woo!
Let's just all do it. This is his
Can
drink.
We have a but cheers? I'm gonna,
cheers. You and my drink.
Oh, my God. Good riddance, Pratt family. And hello, Path family.
don't talk. I haven't said your name yet.
I just said it. Path.
Nope. Damn I haven't it. Said it. Okay. I was made the rule. No, don't. Don't do that.
I'm obviously very obedient.
Tanya?
Shut up. I'm scared of him.
It's hard for me to hold back. Like,
oh, great. Everyone's in here now.
Derek, don't drink. Nope, you didn't say you could.
Dang it. You said his name. Derek Paith is in the studio right now. And by studio, I mean a convention center in Napa. Anyways.
There's actually like, this is kind of a live showing right now.
It is. Everyone gets to experience it. Balake Horseman is here.
That's the weirdest last name I've ever heard.
I hate your name.
Someone has a Horseman last name?
That's his name.
Blake Horseman. The worst.
I'm going to horses. I'm going to marry you.
Well,
hey.
Well, all right.
Oh,
excuse me.
Real quick.
Stephanie Horseman. That is literally like me and my hobby.
We've been flying this kid out from New York. Blake was here
JK
the whole time.
Derek.
Anyways, you guys have been on your second date today.
But was it? I feel like we didn't get enough alone time.
Yeah. We'll get some of that.
Tonight.
The next couple of days.
Next couple of days. I'm leaving tomorrow in the morning.
As am I.
So you guys are going to get to spend some more time tonight.
Yeah.
But how was it seeing Derek again? Initial thoughts, nervousness, anxiousness.
This is weird to do in person,
horniness.
Right?
I was really excited.
Yeah, okay. That's...
I gave him a big hug, but then I heard the worst story.
What was the story?
Ever.
What was the story?
Did you not hear what happened to him?
No.
Oh my God, Derek, tell us.
Oh yeah.
It's actually, so sad.
I've already moved past this kind of.
I know, but tell our listeners, because well, it's actually like so sad.
So I flew in last night and I hung out with Venmo John because he lives in San Francisco. So I stayed there with him. And I like it's so weird calling him Venmo John, by the way.
John.
But John. And
calls him Venmo John because he owes him money.
That's probably why.
No, Venmo owes him money. I
much,
feel like.
Much debt. Well, like now I have debt to somewhere else, which is like I went to my car this morning that I rented, and somebody broke in the back window and stole like all of my clothes.
You did a bad job telling the story. you've done a bad job telling the story.
What, like, how am I supposed to tell this?
Because you texted me and you said, dude, I have lost the key.
Yeah, so all right,
the rental car.
True. So at first I thought I lost the key.
Yes. So you texted me that.
Which I did do.
You did do that.
I did do that last night. Okay. And then, so like first I called the car company. I was like, hey, I lost the keys.
Which
car.
Is probably something that happens a lot.
For sure, because they were like ready with it. They were like, here's what's going to happen next.
No worries.
And then I walked to the car like 10 minutes later and I saw the back window was broken in.
Yeah.
And all of my stuff was just pure gone. So I'm wearing the same clothes pretty much.
You're being like really nice about it.
Well, like, what
was
I
gone?
To say?
It's very my, serious.
Like, my laptop, all of my work stuff.
He works in finance, people.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure there was like financial stuff on his laptop. Yeah.
Well, nothing like.
So, all your money's gone.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone that invested in you is screwed.
I carry a bag of cash with me.
No, but honestly,
Derek's in imports exports.
I'm not someone that's on their laptop a lot for work, but like, I know obviously that everyone else is.
So you guys went on the first date, and then you went on the second date. He got robbed.
Yeah, it's this isn't like
it's yeah.
The universe is testing
the universe
us.
Is saying it really some is. Things here.
It's so saying we should not date.
Just obviously, there's really nothing you can say. And they're holding hands, and I'm in the middle of it. I'm holding with them.
You wanna grab
Wells,
them there,
get your hand off ours.
Nope.
Wells,
part of this
is weird.
I'm gonna take
my
part
hand away.
Wells,
let me go.
Just let
Wells,
go.
You guys. Wells.
So I think the thing that we need to do is that next
Raise
episode. Help.
Hold on.
No,
I want to say this. I want to say this because I had like this really crappy thing happen to me. Right?
Yeah.
Steph did for like 10, 15 minutes make sure that I was okay today.
It's cute.
Which is Super cute. It's like a really nice thing.
Suck out.
It's not like not it's everybody cute. Does that. It's cute. You know?
I like it. What I'm excited about in terms of this thing is that nothing's happened so far. Don't wink at me, weirdly. I saw that. Nothing's happened so far tonight, but I think that next episode we're going to have a real cap.
You've kissed today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
We don't like the audience.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wells. We'll invite you next time. Wells, yeah, why Wells has so not moved his mouth. He's so upset.
Here's my question, Derek.
Yeah.
Venmo John is your buddy and he's here mm-hmm. and doesn't have a room right now. Do I need to get him one or am I good to go?
Are you basically saying, can Derek stay with
That's
me?
That's G2G?
That wasn't a question for me.
Derek can stay with me.
Oh! Yeah. This has been the Bradcast, everybody.
I sleep in a burqa. Don't worry about that. You'll never see any skin.
Perfect.
I'm in a full
on. I'm like, the thing that is the most disgusting to me is skin.
What? Okay.
That was a dorky joke.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Do you know what's annoying about you guys?
I love how you're holding the mic like you're going to tell scary story.
No, I know. Because you guys are the most nerdy people.
I know you. Say that.
I'm not nerdy. I'm f-ing cool.
Yeah, totally. You guys are the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. And you guys have a baby. And I love you guys so much. We got to go.
Wells, you're silly.
Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Yeah.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.